Welcome back. We're going to get into a scripture today that I believe is just going to be a strength and encouragement to you. I thank you for tuning in, and I ask you to go ahead and get your Bible and notepad, and let's jot this scripture down and let's meditate on that today. It's going to be from 1 Corinthians 15, and it's verse 58. It's a familiar scripture to many of you, but I want to talk about it a little bit today. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You know, our labors on this earth, I'm sorry to say, but they're in vain. They're going to pass away, but our labors in the Lord, they're for eternity. They last, and they're not in vain. So we have to be so careful to not let the enemy just wear us down and cause us to want to give up or get weary. And I bring this out in two ways today. For one thing, if you're a mature Christian, someone who's been serving the Lord for a while, then of course this is a familiar scripture. But I want you to be encouraged today to not give up, to keep at it, to keep working at it, to know just what it says, that our labor's not in vain, and to be unmovable and to be steadfast, because consistency matters and it pays off. And I said all that to say that I'd like to address some of the younger converts today. And the reason I want to do that, because I hear people expressing to me lack of direction and not knowing how to follow on to know the Lord. And I want to use this scripture in that manner as well. To begin to be steadfast in your walk with the Lord, with a daily relationship. Find that time every day to come aside with the Lord. These are some concepts I know I've referred to quite a bit, but I want to put it out in one context today. Find that time to come aside with the Lord. You know, prayer does not matter what position that you're in. You just need to find that way to pray and to come in communion with that Spirit of God. Now, I like to get on my knees, but that's not the only way that I pray. I pray, there's all manner of prayer. That just happens to be something that I use as a way to help me focus and get myself, you know, in tune with what the Spirit of God is wanting to say. It's how I can push out all the distractions. But that's me. You got to find out what works for you. And you've got to find that time to come aside and commune with the Lord. Let Him root you and ground you and establish you in Him, and learn the working of His Spirit. Learn what His Spirit, how it talks to you and how you commune with the Lord. So I want to start with that. I think that's a great place. If you can do it many, you know, more than once a day is really a great thing to do as well. But I encourage people to start with once. That's a beginning. And then there's that study of the Word. You know, the Word just explains the Lord. It opens us up to His way of thinking and the promises that He has for us and the things that he matter to Him, if you will. So this study of the Word is really important in our walk with the Lord. And then I hear people say, well, I don't even know where to start. So this is typically my recommendation. Matthew 5, 6, and 7, those scriptures are going to tell you how to live. They're Jesus' own words, and they are a guideline for our lives, a framework, if you will. So I want you to take those chapters and study them and read them, break them down, read them in different translations. Just try to get as much of that into your mind and into your spirit so that it can become part of who you are and how you think. The Lord will make those scriptures come alive to you. That's a great place to start. I do not like to see people go and just start talking about all these grand and great revelations in God and how they're going to become demon slayers and all of these kinds of things. That's great, but I tell you what, why don't we start with living by Matthew 5, 6, and 7. It really is simple. It's not, you know, a big flash in the pan. It's doesn't draw a lot of attention. It's communion with the Lord and walking with the Lord. So many times when I get people coming, they want a lot of answers about the book of Revelation and all these different scriptures. That day will come. But let us begin in all humility and seriousness with Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And let those words resound in our spirit and become part of our lives. And then as we grow in Him, the Lord will begin opening up these other scriptures to us as we need to know and are able to spiritually understand them. So that's my best advice there. I tell you, another place I truly recommend for you to start is the book of Proverbs. You can read a chapter, every day in the month. There's 31 chapters, and a lot of months have 31 days. The one that don't, you just double up. But there is so much wisdom in that book of Proverbs. They, too, tell you how to construct your life, how to live your life, the parameters of your life. The book of Proverbs is just so much teaching and wisdom. So I encourage those two things first. I think those are great places to start. A third one can be the book of Psalms. Oh, they just lift up your heart, give you so much praise and so much worship for the Lord, and just bring you to that special place of communion with the Lord. So I also recommend the book of Psalms. Those are my recommendations, just as the Lord has placed that wisdom in my spirit. And that's why I wanted to pass that on today. Some of you I know are way past that, but you know, it doesn't hurt us to go back and revisit some of our first steps. But I also want to encourage those that are coming along in the Lord. God bless you. I want this to be an encouragement to you today, and we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.